Welcome to this week's edition of The Green on Delaware Public Media. I'm your host, Tom Byrne. Earlier this year, contributor John Hurdle examined questions about the harvesting of horseshoe crabs last year during their annual spawning season, specifically in Kitsummick, where several conservationists said harvesters violated state rules in a town that touts itself as a horseshoe crab sanctuary. With a new spawning season underway, John visited Kitsummick last week to see what's happening this year and how harvesting there and elsewhere could be affecting the horseshoe crab population, and with it, spawning shorebirds that rely on their eggs for food. John's piece is available at DelawarePublic.org, and he joined me this week to delve into his reporting. So, John, let's start with some background. Kitsummick is designated as part of a horseshoe crab sanctuary, but recently that status has come into question. First of all, let's explain what a horseshoe crab sanctuary is and what that means.
Well, the horseshoe crab sanctuary was set up by a Dover-based nonprofit called the Ecological Research and Development Group. And the sanctuary was set up in 1999, and it consists of about 10 coastal communities along about 15 miles of Delaware Bay shoreline. What the sanctuary seeks is the buy-in of residents in their community. And what the folks who sign up for this thing agree not to allow horseshoe crab harvesting on or near their land, and not to what's called harden the waterline by building bulkheads or maybe installing riprap that would prevent horseshoe crabs spawning on the beaches, because the crabs need sandy beaches to do so.
But starting last year, some harvesting was done at Kitsummick, and that is continuing this year. How is that allowed, and what are they permitted harvesters to do?
Well, the problem with the sanctuary is that it's not legally recognized by DENREC. And so it kind of exists alongside official state regulation. So what DENREC allows is that people can buy into the sanctuary or not. It's up to them. And if they choose not to, then they are allowed to permit the harvesting of horseshoe crabs on their properties by folks who are licensed to collect those crabs. And if those folks can produce written permission from the landowners. So that's why some folks in Kitsummick, for one, are able to allow the harvesting of horseshoe crabs, even though the conservationists in that community anyway consider that they are part of this sanctuary.
So you had a chance to talk to some of the residents who are allowing harvesting on their property. Why are they saying that they're willing to do this, to say, yeah, we're going to allow some licensed harvesters on our property in spite of this overall effort for the town to want to be a sanctuary?
Well, what they say is that that number one, it creates jobs. A small number of harvesters have been into Kitsummick last season and this season, and to my knowledge, it's one family, and there are several members of that family who go on the beach and pick up horseshoe crabs, take them off in their pickup truck, and sell them to an industrial concern that then sells them to the commercial fishing industry. And the folks that I talked to said, well, in their view, there's nothing wrong with these harvesters picking up male crabs. And by the way, the harvest of female crabs is not allowed anywhere in the Delaware Bay. And so the harvesters pick up the male crabs, and they make some kind of a living by doing that. And so these private landowners in Kitsummick, there are apparently just four of them who have issued their permission for the harvesters to go on their land. They say, well, there's no reason to deny this.
So in addition to kind of this tension between whether or not to even allow any of this harvesting to go on, there were some issues raised last year that harvesters were kind of straying from where they were permitted to work or harvesting more than they were allowed. Are there any indications that that is happening this year? And what kind of response is coming from DENREC that, as you noted, is kind of charged with enforcing the overall rules about harvesting?
Well, there are no complaints this year that I heard from conservationists in the Kitsummick community that the harvesters are straying onto land that they should not. In fact, when I visited Kitsummick Beach about a week ago, There were actual physical lines in the sand that had been over about an approximately 400 yard stretch of beach, which is adjacent to the homes of the folks who have given their permission. So the line, the idea of these lines is to make sure that the harvesters stay within their bounds, if you like. And this may reflect the fact that DENREC seems to be stepping up its enforcement. I mean, it got a lot of criticism from the conservation community last year for allegedly not enforcing all of the rules that it should have done. And what I heard from one of the harvesters this year is that DENREC police showed up on the very first day of the harvesting season, which was just June 10th, and to make sure that the harvesters had their licenses and that they had their letters from the landowners to say, yeah, it's okay, you can come onto our land.
But some conservationists are suggesting that this harvesting in Kitsamik is already having a negative impact based on what happened last year. What are they saying about what's happening to the horseshoe crab population and the effect it's having by allowing this harvesting in areas like Kitsamik?
Well, you know, the conservationists that I've spoken to say that, the vast majority of horseshoe crabs were removed from the beach during last year's spawning season. And they suspect, I think they don't have any proof of this, but they suspect that this may account for the lower number of horseshoe crabs that have been found on the beach this year. And that, by the way, tends to be supported by the harvesters. One of those that I spoke to said that she has a daily limit of 3,000 horseshoe crabs that she's allowed to collect, but over the course of several days, she hadn't come anywhere near that. And so that tends to support the conservationists' claim that there's a shortage of crabs on the beach this year.
Consequently, that also can have an impact, at least according to conservationists, on the shorebirds that use those horseshoe crab eggs for food. What do we know about where the red knot numbers and all stand and how that could connect here?
Well, indeed, red knots, of course, are fed by the horseshoe crab eggs. The birds come in, not only red knots, but other shorebirds as well. They come in on migration from this massive long migration from South America to Arctic Canada every year, and they depend on the horseshoe crab eggs to sort of fuel their migration and allow them to get up to their breeding grounds. And so this is one of the concerns that the conservation community has. You know, the two species, horseshoe crabs and red knots, are very tightly linked. And so one of the concerns here is that red knots are declining because Delaware continues to allow the harvest of horseshoe crabs. And that argument tends to be supported this year by the fact that just a small proportion, less than 5% of the total number of red knots that migrated through Delaware Bay this year, less than 5% of those were seen in Delaware. The rest, of course, were in New Jersey. But it should also be stated that the overall total of migrating red knots was down pretty significantly in 2024 compared with 2023. And so there's still a concern there that these birds are actually headed for extinction.
And one option for attacking any impact that horseshoe crab population and harvesting could have on shorebirds like the red knot would be an outright state ban on harvesting like New Jersey has, but that continues to lack strong support in Delaware, correct?
Well, that appears to be the case, yes. Delaware Audubon and its allies are pressing state lawmakers to pass a bill that would actually ban the harvest of horseshoe crabs in Delaware waters for bait. And in so doing, it would follow the ban that New Jersey's had in place since 2008. But there's no indication of any such bill being introduced at the moment.
What's in place now? What else could happen on the federal side of things that could address this issue?
Well, one of the policies is operated by something called the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. And they set quotas for the harvest of horseshoe crabs in the bay, and they leave it up to the bay states to enforce those. So So the Delaware's quota for horseshoe crab harvest this year is about 169,000. And we need to emphasize here that these are male crabs only. The commission previously considered lifting a ban on the female horseshoe crab harvest, but then backed away from that starting in the 2023 season because they said they recognized that there was a lot of public concern over the fate of the red knot, and so they left that ban in place. The other possible federal action going on here is that a number of naturalist groups, including Delaware Audubon, have asked the National Oceanic and Atmospheric Administration, NOAA, to list the horseshoe crab as a threatened or endangered species. We don't know yet whether NOAA's going to do that. They are expected to say sometime soon whether they're going to submit that request to their kind of listing process, but we don't know. So there are two potentially protective measures.
So John, based on the people you've talked to about what's happening at Kitsummit, does it seem like horseshoe crab harvesting may see more attention in the coming years, and perhaps there might be some momentum gathering for more action on this front?
Well, you might see this as being an irresistible force confronting an immovable object. I mean, the conservationists clearly aren't going away anytime soon, and I think it's pretty likely that the environmental advocates in Delaware are going to continue to press for a bill in the legislature to ban the horseshoe crab harvest. I mean, on red knots, there have been, you know, the number of red knots going through the bay is beginning to has edged up a bit in the last few years, but it's still very far below the numbers that came through the bay annually up until in the 80s and perhaps the early 90s. But at the same time, you've got folks like these residents in Kitsummit who are saying, well, they don't see any issue with continuing to harvest the horseshoe crabs, especially the male horseshoe crabs, as long as the harvesters comply with the laws. So I think it's unclear as to whether we're going to see any further protections for the horseshoe crab, but we're going to watch this space.
Thanks to contributor John Hurdle for his time this week. John's piece updating horseshoe crab harvesting issues in the First State is available at DelawarePublic.org. And stay with us. We chat with Delaware State Police about their new highway safety unit created to help make First State roadways safer as we head into one of the busiest travel periods of the year. That's next on The Green, here on Delaware Public Media.